Hey, everybody. I hope it has been a good week. It's definitely a blessing to be here tonight on this Friday for some positive tea with Fee. I want to thank Mike with Podcast 49 Network for taking over here and being such a blessing with the broadcasting. And we are revamping this virtual positivity pop-up shop tonight. And I'm so glad that all of the speakers are here to get the best get the best positivity from their hearts that they're doing. And we just want to do everything we can to support them and be able to hear their hearts and see what positivity that they are spreading out right now. So with that being said, I want to start first by opening up with prayer. And letting everyone know that I'm so glad that everyone is here. All right. God, thank you so much for allowing us to be able to come together in this way, to be able to share the positivity that we're able to exert in our lives, to be tools of positivity, tools of the ministries that you have entrusted with us. Please give us the understanding to be able to share what we do on a daily basis, be able to share what we are doing here out in the community and how it includes you helping others and spreading positivity. Thank you so much for allowing us the opportunity to be here. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So we have three speakers tonight. There may be some questions or concerns that everyone may or may not have. You can always inbox me personally at Positive Tea with Fee. You can also inbox me on my regular Facebook page as well. With that being said, we are going to really venture into what our individual speakers do on a daily basis, and also what they have going on in a more structured way. A lot of times with the pandemic, I have noticed that lots of people who had ideas or visions before the pandemic have, you know, gotten discouraged or kind of had to figure out another route. Everything is okay. In that way, we want to really reach inside ourselves and don't really worry about how it looks, but just make sure we can still reach people and spread positivity. Me personally, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm kind of an extroverted introvert at the same time. So whenever the pandemic like first started, I wasn't really in much of a culture shock because I wasn't really social, like outside of work. But I did like to go a few places. So it was like, okay, hello, you can't do this, you can't do that. And then whatever you do, you have to basically wear a mask and social distance. And so it kind of put me in a situation where at first I had to kind of, you know, figure out a way to still get out. And then I wanted to still interact with people, be able to see people. And I am somewhat of a hugger. And so it's really crazy how that works because it's like a lot of times God will put us in a situation where we have no choice but to be creative and to kind of look inside ourselves and figure out other ways to kind of make it work. And so that's what I did. And the next thing I know, a lot of the goals that I had, not only was I able, you know, to accomplish those goals, but by creativity and by trial and error, some of those things I was actually able to do on a more, you know, constructive, successful basis, you know, and I'm not going to tell you that it was always easy. it was just something that I had to, you know, pray about, and I had to kind of, you know, figure out one way or another how I was going to do that. And that goes from personal, hey, Charlotte, thanks for joining us, Minister Charlotte. It's so good to see you. Thanks for your support. I had to just kind of understand that the pandemic was a way of having an opportunity to do things that I never did before. And it wasn't so much that I felt forced. It was just like I felt like I have to figure out another way to do this. And so by being able to figure out other ways to connect with people and to inspire and work on some of the goals, you know, that I previously had, it just worked out, you know. And so I really want to really go on record to say that the pandemic for me personally has definitely been something that I feel has been an opportunity. And like I've talked about here on the show before, a lot of times in life, we have situations that seem so inconvenient. They seem like so much of a struggle, but actually those are the times when we were actually able to take an opportunity to use that self-development. Because a lot of the self-development that I was able to give to others, I hadn't been using it on myself. And with the pandemic, you spend a lot of time with yourself. You have to figure out ways to do what God wants you to do. You have to figure out ways to accommodate your family more than ever, because you're not working and spending more hours at work than you do with your loved ones. Because let's be honest, before the pandemic, we were spending more time with the people we work with than we were our family. So that basically became more than just a livelihood. It was kind of like, you know, our lifeline, and it was our routine. And we as humans, we're creatures of habit, you know, like we've mentioned many times on the show before. So it was kind of like, okay, this is what we have to do. We don't have a choice, but we still have to show love and we still have to connect. So how do we go about doing that? So it's allowed me to be able to network through social media, the telephone, emails, connections that I had before, other people in the community, like all of the speakers tonight, seeing what they are doing, getting some ideas on how to still connect with people, still be productive, and how to help influence others to be able to use a lot of their struggles as opportunities to be productive. You know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. And even though I have all these ideas, or we have all the desire to help people and the desire to make constant change in the community, we have to find ways to be creative. We have to find ways to spread positivity and to be able to help other people and to really understand that so many times it really is about us looking inside ourselves and understanding our strengths and our weaknesses. And when you have to focus on those, you can't just go where you want to go. The pandemic is everywhere. And even when you think, okay, we have it under control, it's not. It's not in our control. But what is in our control is being able to still find creative ways to show love in the community, creative ways to be able to help people, help themselves, and to just kind of really understand that just because we can't go places like we used to go and do things without a mask or social distancing, we can still inspire people. We can still help people. And so when it's all said and done, I just want everyone to be inspired by the speakers that we have on tonight and to just really understand that this pandemic is an opportunity for everyone to be creative. It is an opportunity for everyone to really just understand that we can still connect, and there are ways to help people. There's ways to inspire people, and that self-development, take it off the shelf. Those plans that you had to start crafting, doing anything therapeutic, you can do it. Social distancing is never a problem when you're outside walking on the sidewalk, safely, of course. Be safe, make good choices, wear your mask if you have to. But there's plenty of social distancing there. There's nobody right beside you when you're talking to somebody on the phone, okay? Alexander Graham Bell figured that out many, many years ago, picking up the phone. You can write letters. You can write letters of positivity. You can try to feed people. There's a lot of people in the community that I know that are fixing hot plates, and you don't have to have a crowd of people anywhere if you don't want to. You can just give them food to go, give them a drink to go, bottled water. You can use social media as a platform for just kind of understanding what everybody else needs. You may be surprised at the people who are trying to find more creative ways to just kind of reach out. So that's just something to be in constant thought about, and understanding that the pandemic is actually an opportunity. Getting back to the speakers that we have tonight, we do have three speakers that are going to be on tonight. So I want to first talk about our first speaker, which is Miss Diane Bailey. She wears many hats. She is someone that does lots of different things in the community, as she has been moved by God to do so much for those who are in need. She's been able to inspire. She's definitely been an inspiration to me in a lot of ways, and she has a lot of things that she has going on. So be sure to take advantage of that. She doesn't live in Faulkner County, but she does have a mobile ministry. So everything that she does is something that she does from the heart, and it's something that she's called to do. And it's something that's benefiting a lot of people in her community. And we're going to soon be partnering with her. My ministry, Positive Outcomes Ministries, is going to be partnering with her ministries. So she will be in the Faulkner County and Pulaski County areas. So please pay attention to her tonight, because she has a lot to offer. Secondly, we do have Antonio Jameson as well. He is from the Faulkner County area, but he has a stretch of ministries and outreach programs from Pulaski and other areas all the way up to Fayetteville. And he's going to be on speaking about the creative ways that he's being therapeutic, even with the children in the community and such. So please pay attention to how he is taking a lot of the creativity and things that he's doing to try to reach out to those. And lastly, but not leastly, Miss Shanika Perry tonight is also going to be speaking of some of the coaching opportunities that she has, some ministries that she has going on, and some programs that could be very helpful to someone you know as well. So she's also going to be on tonight talking about everything that she's doing, not just in Pulaski County where she resides, but anywhere where she can reach people, and how she's taken this pandemic as an opportunity. So I just hope that tonight we are able to listen to these wonderful speakers. First up is going to be Miss Diane Bailey, and see what you can do to connect with them. She's going to be sharing with you everything that she has going on and how you can get in touch with her. Don't be shy. These people are here tonight to share their heart with you, to let you know what they're doing in the community. If you don't have a need for any of these resources, don't be shy. Let people know what is available. They may know someone who needs the help, or you may know someone that needs the help. But by coming together and networking, that's what we're doing tonight. So let's get prepared for Miss Diane Bailey to come in and share what she has going on.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is truly a blessing to be here. My camera don't want to work, so we're going to still roll with this. As you notice, I do have the Love and Kindness logo that is up. That is one of our main programs. But before I get to that, I'm going to start at the top. And I want you to keep in mind of a triangle. I'm going to start at the top of that triangle, and I'm going to come all the way down. So at the top of that triangle, we have Kingdom Covenant Connection International. Kingdom Covenant Connection International is where we reach as far as Africa. What we do with King of Covenant Connection or International, we connect with other ministries, we connect with other organizations, and we help them along their spiritual journey. We help them to be more prepared and equipped to do kingdom building. That is our prime focus, is doing kingdom building. So with Kingdom Covenant Connection International, our founder, Apostle D. Anthony Robinson, he makes sure we stay in order. He makes sure our focus stay on doing kingdom work. He makes sure that we continue to, the work that we do help the community. We don't focus on how it's going to make us look. We don't focus on how it's going to benefit us. We focus on doing kingdom work. So we do have a regional overseer who is in Virginia. As I said, we have another partnership that is in Africa. And of course, we have our location that is in Little Rock as well as in Clarendon, Arkansas. So under Kingdom Covenant Connection International, we have Change Life Virtual, which is also founded by Apostle D. Anthony Robinson. Change Life Virtual is a ministry that we have launched online because we was aware of the pandemic. We was aware that people couldn't get to us like they used to. We also is aware that a lot of people are hurt. And because they're hurt, they don't even want to come to church. So the Lord has blessed us to have a platform where we can help them right where they are, in the comfort of their home. They don't have to worry about prying eyes looking at them. They don't have to worry about how people are going to think about them or how they're going to look at them or what they're going to be whispering behind their backs about them. They can just sit in the comfort of their home and watch our ministry service on Sunday. At 1 o'clock p.m., we have our Christian Life Development. With the Christian Life Development, we deal with individuals' lives, their everyday lives. We don't just deal with their spiritual life. We deal with their everyday life. We help them to be victorious over life issues. We do use biblical principles, but we teach them how to be equipped to conquer life. That is our Christian Life Development. We also have our worship and praise service that goes on at 2 o'clock p.m. Notice the time frame that we have these scheduled. We have these scheduled at a time that if you want to go into a building, you can go into your regular church and still have time to come and get a word from us. So we have our praise and worship service at 2 o'clock p.m. And then we have our Thursday night teaching. That is what the everyday person would call Bible study. On Thursday nights, we teach on certain series, such as the one that we're doing now called Un-Halloween. We're teaching you how to get deprogrammed from doing things that is not of God to doing things that is righteous and holy. It doesn't mean that your life gonna be so perfect. Doesn't mean everybody gonna look at you like you're so holy. It's not about your outer appearance. It's what's in your heart. So we teach you how to conquer man's standard and be victorious in God's standard. And that is our Thursday night teaching that we do. And along with our Change Life Virtual, we have our Change Life Outreach Ministry. Now, Change Life Outreach Ministry is where we get certain programs like the logo you see, our Love and Kindness program. With the Change Life Outreach Ministry, we have our Love and Kindness program. And with that, we have partnered with CityServe out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And we get supplies from them twice a month. The first supply is building supplies. And with the building supplies, we might get like shingles. We might get floor tiles, we may get baseboard covering, doors, installation, things to help you remodel your house. Now, we can't get everything. I wish we could, but we can't. But what we do have, we give to you freely. That's right. We give to you freely. There's no charge on the supplies that we give to you. Also, within that same month, we get household supplies, which may be something like Instant Pot or air fryer or portable ice machine, furniture, dinette set. We have lots of household supplies that we're able to get. And again, with that supply that we get, we give to the community freely. We are based in Monroe County, but we also help service St. Francis County, Pulaski County. Even now, we're partnered with Evangelist Felicia to help in Faulkner County. We have another lady that we are partnered with. We're still in that second, in that third tier. We have another lady that we partner with. Her name is Miss Mary Johnson. And Miss Mary Johnson help us with food supplies. She help us with clothing. And with that, we're able to help women who are in domestic violence situations, which goes into our other ministry that we do, or our other organization, which is called POTS. POTS stands for Part of the Solution. Part of the Solution help women of domestic violence, or men for that matter, because there are some men that gets abused. It also help with those of victims of violent crime. We have other resources where we help people who may be homeless. We try to help them find a place to stay. We always tell our, we call it the Mr. Larry story. Mr. Larry was one of our individuals who was homeless. He lived in an abandoned house, which was his family home that the state had took over. And he has been in there for over 20 plus years. And he had no lights, no gas, no water. He didn't have much furniture. And what he had was damaged. His house was damaged. It was a lot of horrible things going on. And we met Mr. Larry through one of our volunteers at Part of the Solution. And when we met him, we instantly fell in love with him. Just his spirit. You know, he really didn't have anything. But yet he still had joy in his heart. He still had a kind word to say to you. And so when we met him, we immediately came up with the idea, we got to help him get out that house. We got to help him. And we all came together as a team, and we reached out to several apartment complex. And thanks to God, we was able to get him an apartment in Mariana, Arkansas, where he is now happy. We were able to get him clothing through one of our organization. We was able to get him furniture to furnish this house, so he didn't have to take anything from where he was at. He now have lights. He now have water. He now have gas. I mean, and he is happy. And that's a blessing to us. What did we ask for doing that for him? Absolutely nothing. We don't expect recognition. We don't expect monetary gain. We do this out of the love in our hearts. So that was one of our organization, which is called Part of the Solution. Underneath Part of the Solution, we have other organizations that are out here helping the community. We have one of our elders. Her name is Jessica Harris. She has Faith 5. With Faith 5, she feeds the community every quarter. She feeds the community. So several times a year, she prepares meals and she gives it out to the community. What's the cost? Zero. We don't charge for that. Also, along with her, we have a ministry that deals with individuals when they first come to Christ, or maybe they want to rededicate their life back to Christ. Or maybe they're going through some life issues. Life has dealt them a bad hand. and they need to come to a place where they can be comfortable, they can be at peace, and they can heal. So underneath our Change Life virtual ministry, we have our Safe Haven ministry. And with our Safe Haven ministry, they can come in and they can learn biblical principles. They can learn how to live a victorious life the way God intended, not the way man intended, but the way God intended. They're able to come in, and whatever they're dealing with, they're able to be in a comfortable place where they can get one-on-one counseling, where they can get healed, delivered, and set free. We have some wonderful volunteers that helps us. We have, of course, our evangelist, Felicia. She's a wonderful volunteer that's been helping us. She's been taking a lot of our supplies, and she's now taking them back to Faulkner County where she can give out to the community. Because we get so much supplies now. We have so many people that are donating to us till we have more. See, that's what happens when you give cheerfully. You get a abundance of blessing. So now we have people that are constantly bringing us clothes and shoes and furniture and different little products that we can give out. So now we're able to expand our ability to help people from Monroe County to other areas. Of course, we also have under our Change Life Outreach Ministry, we have our food pantry. Our first time that we will serve will be this coming Monday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. We've been blessed to be a food pantry in the Monroe County area. We also have the USDA. I do have to let you know that we are a equal opportunity provider. Well, what do that mean? That means we don't discriminate. We don't care what your race is. We don't care what your orientation is. We don't care what your age, your gender. We do not care. We're here to help the community. We have other projects that we're working on to bring it to the community. Of course, because we have partnered with Evangelist Felicia, we will be helping her in the launching of her ministry, helping her with the growth of the ministry. And then we got a blessing from Evangelist Felicia. Not only does she help us by taking supplies, the overflow of supplies that we have back to Faulkner County to give out, but she's also has become one of our members of Change Life Virtual Ministry. So she's now partnered with us even in membership. So now she's right within where we are, and she can help us do even greater work. We are blessed through CityServe to help so many people. So it was just such a blessing when CityServe partnered with us, and because of that, we're able to help so many people. But we still got work to do. We're not done. We have so much work to do, not just in Monroe County area, but St. Francis, Lee County, Phillips County, Pulaski County, Faulkner County, and all other surrounding counties. And if that was not enough work for me to be doing, and I thank God for that, but even if that was not enough work for me to be doing, I have been blessed to become an author. I have 3 books that has been written last year, Hell and Suicide 1, Hell and Suicide 2, and Before You Say I Do. Now with Hell and Suicide 1, that is dealing with the breakdown that an individual go through when they are contemplating suicide. Right now we're in a pandemic, and the number of suicide is on the rise. And this book helps you to see what a person go through. I am a suicide survivor. I'm a survivor. And so I was able to write this from my own standpoint of contemplating suicide. I thank God that he saved me. I thank God that he saved me, because had he not, I wouldn't be able to have a platform where I can help others so that they won't go through with it. Hell and Suicide 2 deals with the after effect because when a person commits suicide, it don't just take that person's life that was contemplating suicide. It also affects that person's family and friends and loved ones. So Hell and Suicide 2 shows you the breakdown of how these family, friends, and loved ones have to start rebuilding their life after such a tragedy. And then if that wasn't enough for you, then we have Before You Say I Do. The divorce rate is on the rise. I can speak on the divorce rate because I am experiencing that area. And it's on the rise. So with Before You Say I Do, what Before You Say I Do book tells you is it teaches you how to build your relationship the right way from the beginning so that you be less likely to want to have a divorce at the end. So if you start right in the beginning, you'll continue right towards the end. And I just thank God for Evangelist Felicia for giving me an opportunity to even come on here and speak, to give us an opportunity to let you know of all the programs that we're doing. We're even working on doing even more programs than what we're already got in place. Why? Because the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. There's so much work that we have to do out here, but we don't have enough people connected together to make that happen. So when we have events like Evangelist Felicia pop-up virtual shop, when we have events like this, we can come and find other people that have the same heart and the same mindset that we have, and we can connect together, and now we can reach an even wider range of people than we could at first. So I thank God for her. I thank God for her giving me an opportunity to come on here. I wasn't planning on coming. Honestly, when she first asked me, I wasn't planning on coming because I'm just the type of person, I do the work. Once that's complete, I set the goal on the next work. I don't try to be in the front. I like doing the dirty work in the back. And that's just the way I am, because I know that I want it done right the first time. I want people helped. I want people like Mr. Larry, who can now walk with a skip in his walk, who got a smile on his face. We still visit Mr. Larry. And when we go in his house, I'm telling you, he has it neat. I mean, it is so clean in there, and everything has a place. It's just so neatly put together. And he keeps in touch with us, and he's so thankful. And that's what it's all about, is helping those so that they will be thankful that somebody cared. Our pastor always tell us they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So I can sit here and I can quote hundreds of scriptures, but if they don't see me putting action to it, if they don't see me giving them water, if they don't see me giving them clothes or food, who gonna sit here and listen to what I gotta say as far as the Bible when they hungry, when they can't hear through their ears because they stomach growling? So I got to deal with the immediate problem first. I got to deal with that hunger. I got to deal with that person that don't have a place to stay. I got to deal with that person whose life's about to be cut off. I got to deal with that person who's contemplating suicide. I got to deal with that person who maybe contemplating leaving they husband or leaving their wife because they don't see where things are going to get better. And maybe all they need is just someone to tell them the truth, someone to counsel them, someone to be on their level of understanding, just to give them an encouraging word that, hey, just give them a little push to let them know you can go a little bit further. And just know that every step you take, I'm right there with you. Sometimes that's all it takes. Once we can deal with the immediate problem, now we can work on their spiritual problem. because now they at a place where they got hope. That's what we're about. We're about bringing forth hope. And we know that other ministries are going to connect with us through Kingdom Covenant Connection International, because that's how God do. God got us in an overflow. So we know that other ministries are going to connect with us. We're looking forward to it. We have individuals in place that's going to make sure that every I is dotted and every T is crossed. And we just thank God that thanks to people like Evangelist Felicia, thanks to people like her, we're able to get this word out. We're able to get these resources out into the community, because she can go into places that I can't go into. She know a place. She's in Faulkner County, so she can tell me of places over there that has a need that I wouldn't be able to get to because I don't live there. But now, thanks to her, I can get into those places. So wherever you are, if you want to be a volunteer, if you want to make an impact on your community, please reach out to us. If you can't get to me, reach out to Evangelist Felicia. She'll make sure I get the message. You can reach out to me at Pastor D. Bailey, 72029@gmail.com. You can also reach out to our church email, which is change, CHANGED, outreach, OUTREACH, ministries, MINISTRIES, @gmail.com. You can reach out to us that way, or you can reach out to me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook all the time at Pastor Diane Bailey. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you can come to church with us. And I want to say this as I close. And I thank you all for letting me speak today. But I want to say this before I close. Anybody can do church, but it takes a true leader. It takes a true ministry to get out here and do ministry work. And I thank God that he has blessed us to be able to go out and do ministry work. That's why you don't see church behind our name. That's why you see ministry behind our name, because we're all about the work. So thank you. And I hope that something was said today will be a blessing to you. Please reach out to me. I will help you any way that I can. And thank you again, Evangelist Felicia, for allowing me to be on here tonight. God bless you all, and thank you again.
You are so welcome, Pastor Diane. I really appreciate every single thing that you have done for me on a personal level, and also to see the inspiration of things that you have done for others. Everybody in your ministry has been a blessing to me, directly as well as indirectly. And for your leader and the founder of KCCI, Apostle Anthony Robinson, also the other overseer that works with you guys in facilitation, Overseer White, and you as a pastor and as an anointed woman of God and someone out in the highways and byways. I tell people all the time that social media is a byway. At the end of the day, we are doing the work that God told us to do. And I've always known that showing people the God in you is even more important than saying the name God. Because with you, I can honestly say that even before you say you're a pastor, you're a founder of this, or you are a part of that, you can see the God in you just by the way you are with people, the way you love people, and the way that you carry yourself with that kindness and with that humility. And I know that you are introverted and you do what God called you to do, but like you said, you're one of those background singers. So you're not, you know, up front, but you are somebody that I really wanted to start these virtual pop-up shops with. Because you have positivity written all over you. you are a realist, but you are very positive in the way that you deal with people and the way that you understand that the fundamentals of life and everything, food, clothing, shelter, mental health, emotional health, all of those things have to be addressed before we can address spiritual health. That's the way God wants it to be. You know, that's why he sends us out in these highways and byways. And I am very creative, not just as an evangelist, but also as a person to understand that I didn't always have it together. There's been circumstances in my life where I have had to reach out to these resources. And so with that inspiration of, like you said earlier, and sharing your testimony about some of the things that you've dealt with, and it pushed you to become an author and to be more instrumental in the communities, in outreach, and also in your ministries, it's very inspirational. One thing that people have to really understand, including some of the speakers that we have following you as well, with our personal experience, a lot of people think that things should be private. And I was there before. But one thing I have learned in ministry and in outreach is people want to hear your story. They want to understand that you understand. And once they understand that you understand, and they know that you care, and they know that you get the walk, and they can relate to you in that way, you'll be able to help them. Nobody has a perfect walk. My struggle may be different than someone else's struggle, or struggles I've had and overcome may be completely different than somebody else's, or they may be the same. But when they know, as you said earlier, that with us walking beside them and being able to acknowledge that we have had something that we're struggling with, or we're here not to judge, we're not here to take account of why you're in the situation you're in, or who didn't help you, or who didn't do this, or why aren't you over there. We're there to help with whatever resources we have. And being able to network with individuals like you is an absolute blessing, because it just shows that there is no competition in ministry and outreach. We're all working together. And for you to be the kind of leader to not only pour resources into my ministry, but to also teach me things to make me more effective as an evangelist, as a woman, as a warrior of God, is something that is an absolute honor. And you have been a complete blessing in my life. I've seen you bless so many other people, and you are the epitome of it's more happiness in giving than there is in receiving. You're always smiling, whether you got jeans on or dress, out in these highways and byways doing what the Lord told you to do. Praise him. Thank you, Jesus. And it's just absolutely wonderful to be in your presence. And I know that it is something that is nothing short of amazing that you and I have crossed paths in so many ways. And I want to say that I'm really blessed to be in your presence. As we, you know, also get ready to venture out into everything else that we have on the agenda for the night, I just want to go on record to say that I have seen Pastor Diane's work, and any of the resources that you're interested in, be sure and reach out to her. You can go back and rewind the video, or you can just reach out to her directly. Thank you so much, Miss Diane. I really appreciate that. Our next speaker tonight, Mr. Antonio Jameson, is someone that I have known for a little bit over a year now. He started out as an educator for my son, Joshua, and has been a major, major influence on him in a lot of ways personally. He's no longer his teacher, but he is a part of his outreach program. And he's also someone who has been active in some of the therapeutic outreach programs that he has. He has Hello Radio, and he also has some other programs that he can tell you about as well. This is someone who, just like Diane, came from a small town, just like me, and he has his own personal testimony, and he has definitely been able to be a major influence on the younger population in Pulaski County, Faulkner County, and other counties in Arkansas. And he's just been a major inspiration in teaching several of the youth and their families of different therapeutic ways to be able to reach the children, be able to nurture them mentally and emotionally, be able to show creative opportunities to encourage the kids to want to learn, encourage the kids to want to talk about what they're feeling, encourage the kids to want to network with something positive. He's also inspiring community service, and he's just doing so much for the youth. Of course, as a mother, it's a major inspiration. But another thing that has inspired me about Mr. Jameson is he's willing to be creative in reaching some of the disabled individuals in the community as well, and to be able to reach these disabled children and make sure that they're included in things. A lot of times we really don't know what we can do to inspire individuals that might have learning disabilities or physical disabilities and things like that. But I have watched him do so many different things in the community. Mr. Jameson is a very good friend of mine. I really want anyone who has children to pay attention to everything that he has to say, and think about people that you may know, even if it's not personally, that want to get involved in what he's doing and what he brings to the table in the communities, and to also just have an understanding of everything that is available. Even if you know a child that's disabled, there are things available that they can be involved in. There are things available that can make a difference in that child's self-esteem, their mental health. And there's so many kids that are not included in things in our community. And there's so many resources that he has been able to develop, and people that he's been able to network with to help kids, not just in their education, but also in the emotional well-being of children. I also want to thank you, Mr. Jameson, for being able to help inspire my son and several of his friends to be able to be very positive in the community. He is the epitome of starting them young. You catch them young and catch them young, making them understand that they can believe in themselves no matter what the economic situation they were born into, no matter what the disability they might have or what the situation may be. They can still be a positive influence in their own lives to people around them, and they can also work up to their full potential and be a productive member of society. It makes so much sense when we think about how adults should just get up and do these things. But when you start kids to understanding the difference they can make, those kids get those seeds planted by people like Mr. Jameson. And when they're older, it's going to be a second nature. My son will see someone in the grocery store that he thinks is in need of a high or thirsty, or someone that might be hungry or they had a bad day. He's starting to observe those things at age 12. And I just love the fact that I see the sparkle in his eyes when he sees me give someone a bottle of water. We had an event not long ago where he was a part of it. He was really inspired. And so I want to thank Mr. Jameson for being one of the people in the community that's getting the little bitties involved, because they start young, but it's going to carry them through. So I want to introduce Mr. Antonio Jameson, and he's going to tell you what he's doing to make a difference, positivity in this community. And he's going to tell you how you can take advantage of some of these programs, maybe volunteer, tell someone who can benefit. And I want you to be inspired the way he's inspired me and inspired my son and my entire family and others in the community that he continues to help. God bless you, Mr. Jameson. You got the floor.
Wow. Thank you, Evangelist Felicia. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for having a big heart. Thank you for the drive that you have, and and thank you for the things that you do for your son and your family and the growth. And I also want to thank Pastor Diane. Bless you as a survivor of suicide ideation. My name is Antonio Jameson. I'm from Forest City, Arkansas. 46-year-old male. I have a story to tell. I'm one of eight friends that growing up, we all lived with our grandmothers. That was one thing we had in common. And right today, our grandmothers did a good job with us, and they always believed in us, and they always had a mentor for us, had somebody that we could look up to. And with all that, that inspired me as a young man, and everything that I'm trying to bring to Central Arkansas and across Arkansas has everything to do how my grandmother raised me. And I always want to thank her and thank Forest, the community of Forest City. I am the executive director of Jameson Alexander Success Center. I have a program called Hello. It's healing, encouraging, loving, lifting, and overcoming feelings of anxiety, social isolation, through showing gratitude, volunteering, and community service. I have a lot of things planned to do for my mentees or any child in Central Arkansas that wants to be a part or just want or just need to have some joy and happiness in their life. Since May, our organization, we have gave students between the ages 10 and 17 years old weighted blankets, therapeutic items, journals, Zoom paint parties, everything to try to help the kids reduce anxiety and just bring joy to their heart. Last night was very touching. I spoke at Simon Park with an organization about suicide, and it was very touching. I want to thank Ms. D. Sanders for everything that she's doing in Conway, Arkansas. 2 weeks ago, our organization, we went brought joy to young adults at Conway Human Development Center and with our Hello Radio. Hello Radio gives kids and young adults and people with and great people with disabilities or any hardship a voice. It's called This Is My Story. We would love for anyone to share their story, anything that will help our youth today. Like Ms. Pastor Diane say, suicide rate is increasing in our great state of Arkansas. And it's time to be 100% committed to helping everyone in the state of Arkansas to overcome these feelings of being lonely, sad, and having social isolation. So once again, I want to thank everyone for supporting our organization. Our organization could be reached at 501-725-0051. Our email is jascmentoring@yahoo.com. I want to talk about another program that inspires me that I'm helping out with. It is called Unrepeating the Cycle. Unrepeating the Cycle is being funded by the Department of Justice. And on October 17th, we will have a Unity in the Community, a Sunday Fun Day. From 3 to 5 with juvenile court with Judge Braswell. And we just want to bring the attention to bring organizations together to try to help all youth in Faulkner County. So if you're not doing anything, please join us. And if you know any child, anyone with anxiety between the ages 10 to 17 that is having poor sleep habits, aggravated, please reach out to Jameson Alexander Success Center. Myself and we will love to come and help them with a weighted blanket or just any therapeutic item. With COVID out here, we slowly trying to get out in the public with our mentees. And I tell you, tomorrow is going to be one of those days. I want to speak on one of the mentees. He had to stay 7 days in Arkansas Children's Hospital. And this young man is a very blessed man. And tomorrow we're going to celebrate him. And can't wait to see the joy and happiness on his face tomorrow. He's been through a lot. And I want to give thanks to his grandmother. She's an awesome lady. And we're going to try to reduce his anxiety with joy and happiness. And if you have any questions, please give me a call. And once again, I would like to thank Evangelist Felicia for having our organization on this podcast. I also want to thank Arkansas Community Foundation, the Arkansas Black Philanthropy, and I want to thank Facebook. And again, thank everyone for listening. And thank you again, Evangelist.
You are more than welcome. As I stated earlier, you do so much in the community for the little bitties, the kids, teenagers. I say little bitties, but I know 10 to young adults, even at the colleges. And when you catch them young, it makes a huge difference. And Mason, it's really sweet that you mentioned him. Joshua will be at that celebration tomorrow as well. Mason had a birthday, and literally a couple hours before his birthday, I want to say a couple days before his birthday, I believe he was admitted to the hospital. And he and Joshua have been very close for years, and they both they don't miss a birthday party of the other one. So Joshua is very excited about it. He's going to be even more excited that Mr. Jameson is there. And it just shows. Yeah, it just shows how good, you know, God is, because I had to remind Joshua of everything Mason has been through. I'm like, Mason is your only friend that got this. And we prayed for him and he fought, but he's not going to be himself for a while because of what he's been through. So, yeah. You know, we have to continue to lift him up in prayer because of the fact that he is, you know, he's young, and it's a lot for an adult to have went through. But to see him still try to thrive and smile and everything that he has overcome, it's going to be something that a village has to come together to do. But I know that we are going to be able to do every single thing that we can for him, to support him and to be there for him, like you mentioned earlier, in regards to being able to be there for the youth and to catch it before it gets to the point where they're no longer able to thrive as far as education, having the confidence in themselves. You know, a lot of times when we think about our kids not doing, you know, what they usually do in their routine of things, we're like, well, so-and-so is being naughty or they're being defiant. But sometimes it is because they're depressed or because they're emotionally drained. And I just try to remind people that the pandemic is hard on us as adults. So just imagine what it's doing to the youth. Just imagine, you know, how they feel as far as everything that they've had to deal with and everything that they are not really understanding. And some of it is going to be the same things that we don't understand about the virus or about the pandemic and some of the restrictions that we have. But as we get on with life and realize that we're never going to have, I'm not even going to say normal, but I'm going to say that we're never going to be in a situation where we can go back to the way we were before. Yes. Whether it's the amount of sanitizers that we have surrounding us, yes, pumps, gel, lotion, the mask, the many, many, many masks to go with different outfits or whatever it may be. It's not, we're not going back to the way we were. And the reality of the situation is it is an adjustment for everybody. And it is definitely something that has affected all of us in one way or another. And I'm so proud of Mason. I'm so proud of you and all the adults around him who have prayed and who have believed in him. And Mason is a very, very special child. I did pray for him and I shedded some tears as well. Yes. He is definitely an inspiration to this household. His name is well known from to a lot of prayer warriors that I know because his name has definitely been in it and been in prayers and been in our thoughts as a young soldier. And so he is a very strong young man and you celebrate him all the time, and I definitely look forward to being there tomorrow and just being able to show him love and to show everybody how much he's able to still thrive despite what he's going through and to be able to continue to strengthen him emotionally because this is something that he's going to be dealing with emotionally for a while. So hats off to you for mentioning him and his family. Really touched my heart a lot. But you have that effect on people because you remember the children. So God bless you, Mr. Jameson.
God bless you, Ms. Felicia, and evangelist for, Felicia. And anytime you invite me, I'm going to do my best to do everything to help you. And I'm proud of you. And congratulations on your new show. And thank you once again.
And thank you, too. You have a wonderful night. Anytime I can do anything to assist you, I'm here. Okay. Yes. We're just two country folks from Eastern Arkansas. That seems to be the norm on these podcasts. Thank you.
I thank you. And thank you for having me once again.
You're welcome. That was so inspirational. The next speaker that we have tonight is a young lady named Shanika Perry. She is someone that I was able to network with through another group that she had on Facebook a couple of years ago where she was motivating people and she was being very encouraging to the mothers. And I was actually, during that time, I was doing a lot of multitasking, but although I had irons in the fire, I was still trying to find the way to still make mommy the first thing on my list, but not the only thing on my list. So she was definitely an inspiration. Miss Shanika, she does reside in Pulaski County. She has a lot of different programs that she is involved in. She has a lot of very positive things that she's doing in the community. She is a professional and she has a lot of different things that she's doing to be creative and to coach women and to inspire women. And I'm just very enthused to be able to know her. And for all of you women or you moms that are listening and the dads too as well, please pay attention to our speakers, especially Ms. Shanika next. She's going to have some resources that are going to be helpful to you as far as business. A lot of things that we've talked about thus far have pretty much been about community outreach and positivity in that way. And those things are absolutely important. But Ms. Shanika does have some things that you will be interested in if you have a business or if you want to be creative in some other ways of expanding your vision, even if you don't currently have that business. She's going to be able to help you with that. So I want to introduce Ms. Shanika with no further introduction, this amazing young lady. Hey.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much, Evangelist. I appreciate it. Okay, so I have a little spiel for you guys. My name is Shanika Perry. I am a certified life and business coach in Little Rock, Arkansas. I feel like I've been prepared for this, but this is the beginning. I'm recently just getting started, but I wanted to just with you, if that's okay. So I already knew, like, for a long time, I think since childhood, I've always known that this life coaching, business coaching, some type of coaching, influencing, mentoring in my future. I've always known that, even doing the little assessments that we would do at school, I always either got the results of a teacher or a counselor or something in public service or something to that effect. And then all my life, I've been told that I'm good with people. I'm smart. I have great advice. I'm great at this, great at that. This, you know, this skill would be great for this. This skill would be great for that. Partner that with all of the personal experiences that I've had in life. I think, Evangelist, we've talked about it before, as far as the trauma, the abuse, the toxic relationships, list of toxic relationships. I heard a couple of speakers talk about suicidal ideations and attempts. I've gone through that as well. Mental illnesses, pregnancy, postpartum depression, you name it, I've experienced it. And most of that, honestly, was before I even graduated high school. So, and then on into my adult years. But I say all of that to kind of preface how I feel God has prepared me and prepared me for this ministry. The name of my business is Mess to Ministry, Life and Business Coaching. As a life coach, basically your life coach is just like your It's a friend, it's a shoulder to cry on, a listening ear, an accountability partner, all of that. I like to consider myself like a personal trainer for your life. So I help with any goals that you're wanting to set. I help you establish those goals, whether in personal or business, establish those goals, get a game plan going, execute those goals, stay on top of those goals. Unpacking any baggage that you may have personally or issues that arrive that prevent you from starting, growing, or maintaining your business, unpacking any of that baggage, like I said, setting and reaching goals, getting through everyday life, especially with this pandemic. There's so much going on. I talk to people a lot, honestly, about just different day-to-day things that you can't normally vent to, you know, with everyone in your circle about. And that's where I come in. I'm that unbiased, that non-judgmental ear that's available to for you to talk to, vent to, and get through your daily problems. With the businesses, if you're wanting to start your business, grow your business, don't know where to start, don't know how to start, that's where I come in as well. I help with the business development, the startup, getting the filing, all your paperwork filed, make sure everything is done correctly, getting your strategy together as far as what to sell, how to sell, social media content, website design, all of those I assist with. With my mother and my aunt. It's named after my grandmother, their mother. Her name was Alma Hunter, Alma Lee Hunter, and the name of the organization is Alma Corporation, a legacy of Mama's anointing. That organization, it's based in Southwest Little Rock, and we work with children children and young adults ages 10 to 24, because we want to see them off through their college years, from elementary on up to college. And we help with mentoring, education, life skills, life coaching, to get them through the adolescent years and the young adult years, just to prepare them for life in the real world. The teachings that we couldn't get, or that were not available to us, you know, myself, my mom, my aunt, you know, weren't available to us growing up, but that we see is needed right now. We're, like I said, we're based out of Southwest Little Rock, but we're wanting to branch out. With COVID, unfortunately, we aren't able to minister the way that we would like to. We are a faith-based organization, but with COVID, we're not able to minister inside of the schools and community centers like we want. And we're still working to, build the funds to get an actual building to be able to bring the children to us. So that's on our prayer list. That's on our goal list. It's something that will happen. I speak it. I believe it. I think. I'm sorry. Give me just a second. Okay, Evangelist, can you still hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. There was a plane going overhead and it got really, really loud.
It's okay.
But Mess to Ministry can be found. We can be found on all social media platforms at Mess to Ministry. I believe on Instagram, it's _ Mess to Ministry, all one word. We can be found on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Our email address is messtoministryinc@gmail.com. The phone number 501-298-5542. All of the services for Mess to Ministry are virtual, so you don't have to be located in Little Rock to receive those services. As long as you have access to a telephone, you can receive the life or the business coaching services. I provide sessions via telephone, Zoom, text, FaceTime, Facebook Messenger. However you need to be reached, I am available. I will make myself available. I just want to be that listening ear. I want to be that that advocate, that accountability partner. I want to be all of that for as many people as I possibly can. I feel like it's my purpose. I feel like it's my reason for being here. And I want to reach as many people as God allows me to reach. I want to be able to change as many lives, and from mess to ministry. I want everyone to have that transformation that I feel like God gave to me. Turning my mess into my ministry, all of the things that I've experienced in my life that I thought were designed to destroy me. But I see now in my transition that everything happened to prepare me for this and to qualify me for this moment here. And I'm excited. I thank you so much again. I think I've lost count, Evangelist, how many times I've thanked you. For even thinking of me when you made your list of influencers, of people to speak to. And I am so humbled. I appreciate you so much. Like I told you, I was very nervous. But I thank God. I thank God for you. I thank God for this opportunity. And I'm hoping that anyone under the sound of my voice listening to me, I know you can't see me right now, but I'm hoping that you can at least see, feel, or hear the anointing that I believe I have on me, and the help, the love that I can offer those that need it. I mean, it is a business, so I do charge a fee for it, but Alma Corporation is completely free. It's a nonprofit organization that's completely free for our children, 10 to 24. And that information can be found on Mesta Ministries' social media as well, the links to Alma Corporation. Again, I just wanted to say thank you so much, Evangelist. I sincerely appreciate you. And that was really all that I have right now.
Well, that was a lot. And you are more than welcome. Our paths met a couple of years ago, as I mentioned.
Yes, ma'am.
Earlier, for a reason. You know, during that time, I was in a place where my focus was on the human beings that I love so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Not so much on the one that created them. I've had a calling for decades, but I ran from it. And you were at a place where you were walking through yours, but you were still dealing with some things.
Yes,
and you
ma'am.
Were still able to inspire. You are the type of person that no matter what, you're always inspiring. And believe it or not, everybody tonight is an introvert that spoke tonight. Everybody. And so I say that to say this, the humility is universal with the whole, I'm in the back. You can talk to so-and-so. I got you. But so I understood, you know, where you were coming from with the whole, yes, I want to help people. But I know that you're not one to come up front. And so because I knew that, I really wanted you to get out there, because what you're doing is so precious and is something that is so creative. But a lot of people don't know that the resource exists. And I try to be very strategic in the individuals that I connect with, because I know what it means to be that woman who wants to empower that wants to use your abilities and your gifts in ministry to help and empower other women and also other men that may need the coaching, but people don't know about you. And then the people who do know right. about you, you know, they kind of get busy with life. So sometimes God puts people together at different times for different reasons. And that's why I will continue to say that the pandemic is a blessing and an opportunity in some ways. Not to say that the virus, you know, is a blessing, but the circumstances surrounding the pandemic, there's been a lot of good that's come out of it. And I love the Mess to Ministry brand that you have, the Mess to Ministry that you have as the name of your ministries and your outreaches. I like that, because honestly, that's pretty much all of us. We are all a mess. And even though we may be in ministry, we may be in outreach, we all have a story. We all have some mess. At some point in our lives, we might have been a mess. And some point in our lives, we might have
yes,
been
ma'am.
In some mess, stirring up mess, doing mess, or just straight up mess. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
some
ma'am.
Of us might see a little bit of that mess, but just less right now, because we are more of God and less of the mess. But we still all came from some mess to the ministry. And so it's really good to have people who are not ashamed to say mess or our imperfections or the road or the journey that we have been on. Look at Diane. Look at her. Yes, Pastor, Diane is probably more introverted than you. I am like so serious. And she is one of those backgrounders. And you, yes, she, yes, you. See, you don't understand. You are in good company. Mr. Jameson, he is also an introvert. He likes to talk. And, you know, he's a country boy. So he knows, you know, how to communicate with everybody from different walks of life to do what he does. But he's not really that type of person that wants to be out front either. So I completely get it. You know, the humility that comes along with doing what God moves us to do in different ways, but still being humble. It's amazing, because if it were just us, we might decide, nah, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to go over here. But you know what? If we decide that we're not, and we decide to get out here, and we decide to still be humble, but let God use us, we could save lives. We can network with other people who are like-minded that we didn't even know existed before. Because a lot of times, networking with strangers is a lot more productive than networking with the people we know. Not necessarily because there's a negative outlook on what we're doing, but sometimes strangers just have a passion that meets with you a lot better than the people who've been around you for an extended period of time. And so you can be more effective sometimes networking with strangers who you know, who I know, Pastor Diane, Mr. Jameson, who we know, the other person may not know. And so we're all just kind of linking up together, and it becomes one big chain of positivity, love, ministry, and we're all just doing it for the greater good. And the greater good is, as human beings working together, despite any struggles, despite the pandemic, despite of what we grew up dealing with, changing the narrative, cutting out a lot of those generational curses and those negative hand-me-downs, and being able to overcome those things and make those struggles a stepping stone instead of a stumbling block. And that's going to take a lot of us. You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child. It takes all of us to network together to be able to fulfill God's will, God's purpose. And each individual has their own assignment. But like Pastor Diane said, there's plenty of work to do. There's plenty of things to do. And it's so beautiful how you left a profession where you had things pretty much figured out for you within that description, but you took a chance to follow your heart and devote that all in ministry. I know part of that, as you mentioned earlier, is your livelihood. And, you know, the irony of the situation is those resources that you have, you know, they come from somewhere. So, you know, you're able to juggle all that, being a mom, pouring into your business, helping other people cultivate their business, still doing your ministry, still doing your coaching, still doing your outreach. And so you really can't put a price on that. So I applaud you for all that you do, including the cultivation of your own ministry and the chance you took as a woman and as a mom to be able to move your profession to your own business, your own resource, be your own boss, found your own objects, your own little entrepreneurship. I think it's absolutely beautiful. There are a lot of people who want to do that, but they are not able to get past the fears. They're not able to get past the not knowing. And obviously, we're not suggesting that everybody quit their 9-to-5 and go do that unless they're equipped. But at the end of the day, it is inspiring to be able to jump out on a limb and do something different. Because guess what? We're all doing something different in some way now, whether we want it to or not. Everything is different. There are people who didn't know what Zoom, Facebook, Instagram, any of these things were. They didn't want to be bothered. And there's always some negativity that can come up in anything, you know, if you look at it that way. But there's a lot of things that positive influence can be spread through. And one of those is social media. And one of those is at-home businesses. And so as a life coach, I know you probably talk to a lot of people who are having a lot of struggles, and you're able to minister to them and let them know that some of those struggles turn out to be a blessing. And I definitely think that that's what the pandemic is. And I want to thank you so much for sharing your heart tonight, Ms. Perry. I really, really,
thank you. I'm sorry, real quick. You actually brought it back to my remembrance that I forgot one of the biggest pieces of my most recent testimony.
Come on.
The me stepping out on faith when it comes to Nesta Ministry and my business and coaching. I had been employed with DHS for over 3 years, about 3.5 years. And during the pandemic is when I realized that life is very short. Life is very short. And I was going through a spell. I was going through a moment to where my faith was being tested a lot. And I felt as though I was overcoming all of those tests. And I believe I had a conversation. I was in praying, had a conversation with God, and I told God what one of my goals was I had on my vision board for 2020. And one of the goals was for Mesta Ministry to come to life. This was back in 2019. And I have wrote down my list of all the things that I wanted to do and what I needed to do to get there. And what I didn't realize was every once in a while, I was checking stuff off of that list. And the very last thing on my list, I would pray and I would thank God for every accomplishment that I had on my steps. But the very last thing was, God, if I could get my finances in order, just get my finances in order, I'm going to do it. I'm going to step out on faith and I'm going to commit myself to this full time because I believe that this is my mission. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is my job. This is what I'm here for. And God just so happened to set that thing up. And he said, okay, you saying this, what you're going to do if I do this. So I'm going to do it and I'm going to see what you do. And he put me in a position to where my finances was not an issue. And so it was like, okay, so what you going to do now? And I had to stand on what I told God I was going to do because he did what he said he was going to do. So now it was my turn, you know, to stand on what I said. And so I, of course, got a lot of criticisms. I got a lot of judgment from a lot of people around me, but I put in my 2 weeks notice back in May of this year. I put in my 2 weeks notice with DHS and I went full time, jumped head in to Mesta Ministry. And I'm still, you know, working to gain my clientele, but here we are, what, 3-4 months later. And I believe we've had this conversation before. I haven't missed a bill. My kids haven't missed a meal, anything.
Come on.
God
come
is
on.
Moving.
Oh, yeah.
God is moving. Of my faith and just knowing that even though I'm not where I want to be just yet, I know because of my faith and what I've done and I'm seeing what God can do. And so I'm excited. I'm so excited because I know this is going to be even bigger than what I could even pray for it to be because I'm doing this with God at the forefront of it. And a message is God is pushing me with the message. And it's not me when I coach. It's not me when I speak. It's him. And I let him rule through me because I'm walking with him. You know, he's ordering my steps. He's ordering my words. And I'm walking with him and I'm speaking his words. And I'm so excited. I'm sorry. I can go on.
Oh, no, you are completely fine.
I get excited when I think about it because the grace of God, the mercy of God, him doing what he said he was going to do. If I take one step, he takes 15 steps and he's doing it. He's doing it. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And I thank God that I could even be a vessel to even share this level of a testimony. Like even though I haven't gotten to the success part, you know, of what people may consider success as far as the money aspect of it, this alone right here is enough for me. This is enough for me because I'm seeing God doing what he told me he was going to do. I'm seeing him do what his word said he would do. And it's amazing. It's so amazing. I'm working for myself in a house that I own as of last year. I closed on my house in July of last year, and that was another step out on faith that I did during the pandemic. I told God I wanted a house. I would do it by my 32nd birthday. I said that on my 29th, going into my 30th. I said by my 32nd, I was going to do it, and I wrote out my list, and I prayed over it over and over and over, and I did what I said I was going to do, and God did what he said he would do if I did what I would do.
Come on.
I'm a walking testimony. I say it every day. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love everything. I'm so excited.
Well,
okay, that's it. I'm through.
It's okay. it's absolutely an amazing thing to see those who actually do walk by faith and not by sight. There are so many things personally as well as professionally that we do. I know I have personally because I did trust God. Those things are definitely not easy, but it is necessary. He is our creator. He knows what's best for us. And at the end of the day, we all have a purpose and we have a position and an assignment. And he gives it to us because he loves us and because he knows things that we don't know. And by doing things his way, there's nothing but blessings. So I completely understand. And thank you for sharing the rest of that testimony with us today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you.
I know you can help somebody. You're welcome. Well, I want to thank you all so much for being here tonight. I want to thank all of my speakers from the bottom of my heart for sharing your heart, sharing not just what you're doing in the communities or in your life professionally, but also being able to share the purpose that you are fulfilling. A lot of times on this show, we talk about walking in our purpose. We talk about walking on our journey. And we talk about different elements of my testimony, but we also talk about a lot of skills and habits that can help us in everyday life. Things that have affected us individually throughout our lives make us who we are today. And one of the things that I think is very universal with all the speakers tonight, that selfless humility. When you have selfless humility, you see the bigger picture of things and you're able to make decisions that are not always the easiest. These decisions are not always going to be the decisions that are popular. They're not always going to be the decisions that are going to get you the most likes on Facebook or the most friends or the most shares. But when you allow yourself to be moved by the purpose that God assigned on your life, you take that leap of faith and he'll do the rest. And everything else is just part of it. I only want to spread positivity. I want to make a difference. And my goal is every day, if I help at least one person see the God in me, sometimes mentioning his name, sometimes just walking in the way that he's set out for me to walk. But if I can help one person every day, I have fulfilled my purpose. Everything else will fall into place, bigger or smaller. I do honestly believe that. I also want to thank Podcast Network 49. Mike, you're amazing. Couldn't have done any of this without you. Keep doing what you're doing to help people be heard, seen, narrated in the way that you do, because it makes a big difference. So thank you for seeing my vision and walking beside me as a friend as well. I want to end tonight with prayer. I hope everybody was able to gather some positive tea. There was a whole lot of positive tea tonight to give, and the speakers helped me do that and the network. And I want to thank God as well for giving me this opportunity. So let's end in prayer. And after that, everybody can have a wonderful weekend and I will see you next week. God, thank you so much for allowing me to be here tonight, for giving the speakers the strength to share their heart, giving the network the opportunity to make sure all of the technicalities were in place so that we can get this wonderful message to everyone looking. I pray that tonight someone will take a resource that they have gained knowledge of, a ministry they have gained knowledge of, an outreach they have gained knowledge of, or a business nugget, be able to take that, manifest it in their own lives or someone else's life. The best advertisement is a person. And we want to continue to do these things with you in mind, your purpose, your will, as the maker of our lives and everything in between. Thank you so much for all that you continue to bless us with, even if we don't deserve it, that we don't deserve it. We don't deserve the love that you give us, but it's obvious that you keep giving it to us. And thank you so much. Through your son's name, Jesus, amen.